Welcome back. 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, time to check in with Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a Washington Times columnist. Today's column is entitled, The IRS Conspiracy Killers in the Media. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm ornery today, Andy.
What makes this day any different?
Oh, I don't know. Just I read the paper this morning. Usually is all that does it.
Yeah, that's all it takes for me, too.
Ask my wife. Don't read that now.
I know. Yeah. I get the same thing. All right. I guess when an IRS official was held in contempt of Congress, one would think that that would generate big headlines, but wasn't the case, was it?
Well, not in the Washington Post and certainly not in the New York Times. It was the lead story in the Washington Times, as well it should be. Mm-hmm. This is a major story when Congress goes to all that trouble and the full House votes. But what the Post carried it, but they carried it back in A19 on the Fed page. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with the Fed page, it's as if it was written by a federal employees union. It's basically in-house news for federal employees. No place to put a national news story like this holding one of the former top IRS officials in contempt for targeting political opponents of the administration. But to me, Andy, it was even worse that they ignored the other story under it. But as far as I know, only the Washington Times has reported that IRS officials lied that they had destroyed donor lists that were seized during their targeting of the Tea Parties. And they used the donor list to target 10% of the donors for audits.
Yep. Yeah.
The average audit rate is 1%, so they went after Tea Party donors 10 times as often based on these lists that they said they had destroyed. I mean, there's so much wrong here on so many levels, you'd think this would be a news story somewhere else.
Yeah. And honestly, if you really think about this, had the IRS official been closely connected to a Republican administration, it would have been I think we would have seen a better placement than page 19.
Oh, yeah, this would have been Watergate style.
Yeah.
Front page, day after day, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the New York Times also followed it up by saying it's just politics, right?
They did. They were talking about Benghazi also in the same article.
Mm-hmm.
They tied the two scandals together, trying to tamp them both down at the same time. This is the day before the House voted last Thursday to create the select committee to investigate Benghazi. And here's what the Times said. Quote, Republicans have raised a delicate set of questions and opened themselves up to accusations they're politicizing a tragedy that cost four Americans their lives and misusing congressional oversight authority for gain in an election year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. They're going after the people trying to get to the bottom of a major scandal where Americans died. There were obvious lies about it from the very top. And they're making it all about politics. It's always, whenever the Republicans do anything, it's political. When the Democrats do it, they're, as Nancy Pelosi would put it, there to save the planet.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about this one, Andy? When Elijah Cummings, the Maryland Democrat, was interviewed by the Post. He's one of their favorite people to quote. His own staff on the Tea Parties.
Mm-hmm.
He's been caught red-handed. But in that story that they buried back in A18 in the Post, he accused the Republicans of, quote, taking a step backwards in their duty to uphold the U.S. Constitution. I say, wait a minute. The IRS criminally misused data, targeted opponents clearly. They gave tax information that is confidential, and it's a felony to release, from the National Organization of Marriage to the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest gay activist group. This is criminal activity. And Elijah Cummings thinks the people trying to get to the bottom of this are the ones threatening the Constitution.
Hmm.
You got to hand it to them, Andy. They're brazen. They stick with a story. They go with it. Of course, they have the advantage of knowing the rest of the media will go along with them.
Yeah.
And only the Times and maybe Fox News will say, well, let's look a little closer at this.
Yeah. And yesterday was a prime example of that. I had just played a soundbite before you came on the air of Javier Becerra, Congressman, on Fox News yesterday with Chris Wallace. And Chris Wallace was the only one with guts to say, wait a minute, that memo, that email from Ben Rhodes is something different, because they all took to the talking head shows yesterday, all these Democrats going, we didn't learn anything we didn't already know. This was already out there. And the fact is, yes, we did learn. We learned that the White House was in on the narrative. In fact, not just in on it, they were directing it. And Jay Carney went before the American people for 20 months and lied. And yet, to the Democrats, that's not enough to fire up another investigation? Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, they've used this tactic for years, this idea that it's old news. I mean, they did it when Bill Clinton was having his bimbo eruptions during his first presidential campaign.
True.
And although new evidence was surfacing, more women were coming forward. The media said, oh, we reported on that.
Yeah.
That's old news, so we've already gone over that. They do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was pretty blatant. Those emails are a smoking gun from Ben Rhodes.
Yeah.
Clearly, it came from the White House. This is what you will say on those five news shows. Susan Rice was told to do it. They later said it was cribbed from a CIA talking points memo. It had nothing to do with that. It came from another memo from the White House.
Yeah, no
kidding. This is so blatant, it's just breathtaking.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned Hillary. I noticed in a Puff piece for ABC, she said she thought the need to investigate this is over. There's nothing more to find here, but some people are probably going to look into it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they're in trouble here, Andy. A select committee is no small thing. They have prosecutorial powers. They're fully focused on the one issue. They're not worrying about 12 different issues like all the other committees were. That's why the Democrats are afraid of this thing, because they don't know whether to participate. The last I heard, they were still mulling it over. I don't know if you've heard anything later, whether they're going to go ahead and appoint several Democrats to the committee. Nancy Pelosi wants an even split, which is absurd when the Republicans control the chamber. They would never do anything like that when she controlled the chamber and give the Republicans an even shot. But 7-5 isn't bad. That's not a bad breakdown. I have seen committee hearings during Democratic administrations in which they would have 12 witnesses and one opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really stack hearings. The Republicans know that they'll be accused of bias if they don't have a roughly equal number of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So they live in a different under a different standard.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed that you quoted this California congresswoman. Something about, I can't remember.
Jackie Speier.
Yeah. And evidently she said something about John Boehner claiming it was not going to be a circus. And she says, psychologists will tell you, when somebody says something is not something, it clearly is something.
Yeah. In fact, there you go, Andy. You got her pat down pat. It is a circus. Because John Boehner had said, it's not going to be a circus, not going to be a sideshow. It is a circus. Psychologists will tell you that when somebody says something is not, it clearly is.
Uh-huh.
My point is, you guys are saying the Benghazi and IRS scandals are not scandals. So, if you go by the psychologists, I guess they're scandals.
Yeah, you're right.
And what about Barack Obama saying, there's nothing to see here? He said there's not even a smidgen of corruption.
I know.
Well, there must be tons of corruption then.
Bob, got to run. I'll catch you next week. See you later.
Good talking to you, Andy.